message.
Let's talk about letting go. It's a phrase we hear all the time, but what does it actually mean? And why is it so hard? Whether it's a grudge, an expectation, or something from the past that still hurts, letting go can feel impossible. But it's one of the most powerful things we can do for ourselves. Letting go is not about forgetting or pretending that something never happened. It's about releasing the hold that that person or that experience has over you so that you can move effectively forward. So let's begin with grudges. When someone wrongs us, holding on to that anger, it can feel justified. But think about it. Who is really feeling the effects of that anger? 9 times out of 10, that other person has moved on, but we are still holding on, replaying that situation over and over and over again. When we let go of our grudge, we're not letting them off the hook. We're just giving ourselves permission to stop carrying that weight. A simple trick here is to ask yourself, is holding on to this making me better or is it keeping me stuck? Often, just that question can help us see that holding on is hurting us more than letting go ever could. Now, how about expectations? Now, this one is tricky because we all have ideas about how things should be, how people should treat us, how life should look. But here's the thing. Life rarely aligns with our shoulds. People do not always act the way we expect, and situations do not always turn out the way we'd planned. When we let go of rigid expectations, we are giving ourselves room to respond to life as it actually is, not just as we wish it would be. One way to begin this is to practice saying, I release my need for control. Now, this doesn't mean giving up your standards or values, but rather softening the grip on the way you think things have to go. And then, of course, there's the past. Past hurts can cling to us. They show up in unexpected ways, maybe making us distrustful, guarded, or even angry without even knowing why. But here's a powerful thought. What if, instead of seeing the past as something that happened to us, we saw it as something that happened for us? Even painful experiences, they often come with lessons. Lessons in resilience, in boundaries, and in compassion for ourselves and other people. When we're able to reframe past hurts as part of our growth rather than just sources of pain, letting go becomes more about accepting the past and choosing not to carry its burdens forward. Now, this is not to say that letting go is easy or that we just decide to let go once and then it's done. Letting go is a practice, and it's one that we have to revisit again and again. And some days, it might feel natural to release what's been holding us back. Other days, it's going to feel harder, and that's okay. The point is to keep practicing, because every time we choose to let go, even a little, we are creating more space for peace, for joy, and for all of the good things that are waiting on the other side of whatever's been weighing us down. So today, try to let go of just one small thing. Whether it's a grudge, an expectation, or a hurt from the past, let it go. You're waiting for me to sing, aren't you? Let it go. Even if it's just for a moment, feel the lightness, the freedom that comes with that release. And remember, letting go, it's not about losing, it's about making room to grow. And I hope that you will rate, review, and subscribe on Apple Podcasts, and subscribe to my YouTube channel, and follow me on TikTok and Instagram, all at Ask Mark Ward, and then I can let go of the hurt that you haven't done so already. Thanks.